Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking all things Pan Am today, and I have my Pan Am buddies here with me. I'm so excited to have you guys here. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your experience with me. I have Yvonne Haas with me, Joy Losi with me, and Nancy McAllister. So thank you guys for coming in. But, you know, we've been doing all this talk about flying around the world and all the superstars that we met and all the great times that we had and how we met our husbands and things like that. But, you know, we got a chance to really see some really sad parts of the rural. Got a chance to see a lot of poverty. You think about Liberia. I mean, that was really one of the places where my heart was just really touched a lot of times with kids that were coming up that didn't have just the basic things that they needed for life, or India, where it could just be so overwhelming with things. So I think from that, that really created this giving heart that we have that is part of our organization that so many of us are a member of, and that's Rural Wings International. And I'd like to bring on our local chapter president, the Atlanta chapter president, Leslie Manning, who was, as I mentioned earlier, a Pan Am flight attendant as well. I'd like to bring her on the show so she can tell you a little bit about Rural Wings International and just who we are and what we're doing. So, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Anita. Just, you know, real quickly, World Wings has been around for 55 years. It was started by a group of ladies out on the West Coast in California who formed a group that wanted to get together and keep in touch when they were no longer flying. And there was also a group doing a similar thing in the Long Island area of New York. And finally, the two groups got together and they became formalized legal entities. And here we are today with chapters all over the country. I think we have 32 chapters in the United States and maybe 5 internationally, and we all come together to support the International Relief Agency CARE, and each chapter has its own local charity. And I just wanted to add real quick as a segue from what you mentioned a minute ago, Anita, that I find that caretaking is inherent in the personalities of the members of World Wings, mm-hmm. and that's why we've been so effective with so many of our charities.
I totally agree with you on that. I mean, I think that's part of what probably, I would say, I don't want to speak for the other ladies here, but one of the things that we took away from that experience is that you do become more of that caregiver and wanting to make sure that everyone is comfortable and, you know, just those kinds of qualities that I think are very special to really anyone who worked in the airline industry, not only Pan Am, but I do think we probably do it a bit better. I will say that. But yeah. Tell me a little bit more then about some of the things that the local chapter is involved in.
Well, currently our local charity is called Chemoflage, and it's a nonprofit that offers immediate assistance to women who are undergoing cancer treatment. And it's a standalone educational program for women, and they learn how to combat the effects of chemotherapy. And they're given materials and tools and things to help them. They have nutritional advisors, relaxation techniques, and they learn about fashion and makeup. And prior to that, Chemoflage is new to us. Our past charities have been the Atlanta Children's Shelter, which was a daycare center for families supporting children. And the charity before that was Atlanta Smiles, which was a local dentist and a plastic surgeon who worked with victims of domestic abuse to rebuild their faces and their teeth. And all three of the ladies that you have sitting there in the studio with you today are past presidents of the local chapter of Rural Wings ahead of me, and they know more about the charities in place before those.
Well, yeah, and they've been giving so much great information. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have Nancy talk a little bit about the convention that's coming up, because you mentioned earlier that we get together each year with conventions, and we are so excited because the Atlanta chapter is going to host and is putting together and pulling all the details together for the next convention, which will be in 2015 in our very own Savannah, one of my favorite cities. So, Nancy, you want to jump in and tell us a little bit about what's all involved in that and what's going to happen?
Well, many of us sitting here in the studio and Leslie on the phone have just returned from Bangkok, which is where we held our 2014 annual convention. So we do go all over the world, all different destinations, and we are anticipating as many as 500 people coming to Savannah next year. It's in October, We have two fabulous speakers. One is Al Topping, and he was Pan Am's director for Southeast Asia at the near the close of the Vietnam War. And many of you listeners may have seen the movie The Last Flight Out, starring James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones played Al Topping. Mm-hmm. Al Topping personally adopted over 300 people to get them out of Saigon, and the airplane was under fire. It was quite a dramatic episode, and next year celebrates the 40th anniversary of that episode. He will be, and Al will be our keynote speaker. And we also have a very special guest at our Saturday night President's Special Gala, and that is Frank Abagnale, the guy who was Catch Me If You Can, and Leonardo DiCaprio played him in the movie. And Frank wrote the book Catch Me If You Can, and he's just the most wonderful man. And he does sit on the World Wings Advisory Board.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I know that there are former Pan Am flight attendants that listen to the show. So if they are not members of Royal Wings, Leslie, tell us what they need to do so that they can come and take part in all of this exciting activities that are planned for 2015.
Well, they should go on the World Wings website, which is www.worldwingsinternational.org. And all of our information is right there. They can download a membership form and ship it off to our international treasurer, and we'll get them into the database, and we'll get started.
Well, that sounds really awesome. Sounds great. And Nancy, any other things planned for Savannah? I know there's great tours and things to see and do around Savannah.
Oh, sure. We will have some tours. We have very special dinners and evening events planned. And one of our local members is going to do a presentation on Pan Am's history, going right back to the very beginning. And it's remarkable of the things that Pan Am did for our country in times of war, and just really opened up airports all over the world, literally built them.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's a lot of history there that most people are not aware of.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Nancy, because I will plan to put on the Travel Bags with Anita website some links to some of the history where people can go and also read about it online and see also some of the YouTube videos, because there are quite a few really neat things out there where people can go and learn about Pan Am, because the name Pan Am still bounced around. Of course, there was that TV show a couple of years ago that people had a chance to learn a little bit about Pan Am, and of course we get that question all the time, how real was it? But again, it's a way to keep the Pan Am name out there, because Pan Am was an iconic airline, and it is gone, but it's certainly not forgotten. Not only are the former Pan Am employees still very much attached to Pan Am, but there are a lot of just people who were passengers or who had a chance to fly on Pan Am that still are very much attached to the Pan Am name as well. So Leslie, thank you very much for coming on and joining us. I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, sure. Thanks. I'm happy to participate.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Now, I can't end the show without saying this, because all of us Pan Amers know that with this being December 20th, that tomorrow marks December 21st, which is the day that Pan Am lost our flight 103 over Lockerbie back in 1988. So this show really is in honor of the memories of our fellow crew members that we lost, as well as those passengers. So I just want to recognize that. But this has been a great show. And again, thank you, ladies, for coming on. This has been great to hear your stories. I've known you guys for several years, but didn't know all of your stories about Pan Am. So thank you so much for coming on. And I want to remind the listeners again to go to the Facebook page for Travel Bags with Anita and tell us what those exciting trips are that you've had. Maybe it was to a special destination, somewhere you've been dreaming about going. Maybe you had a flight where there was a celebrity passenger, or maybe you were at a hotel and there was someone that you'd always wanted to meet and they were there, or just it was a great trip with your family. So whatever it may have been, please go to the Facebook page, share those experiences. We've shared ours, so you guys can now share yours. We've shared a lot of really great things, so please go to the Facebook page Travel Bags with Anita and get your friends to like it, because we will be looking at those likes and deciding, you know, who should get this really nice Pan Am bag. And that will be also featured. You can get a chance to take a look at that. So this wraps up the show. Ladies, again, thank you very much. I have to have you guys back on. We can talk about some other things.
Love to.
Thank you, Anita.
You can't beat the experience.
You can't beat the experience. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. Bye-bye.